Welcome to Simple Engineering 5.0. Our goal is to empower your civil engineering career success by harnessing the full potential of computer-based technology, giving you the edge you need to excel. My name is Modeste Muhire. I go by Mo. I'm a civil engineer licensed in both the US and Canadian jurisdictions, a Bentley accredited iTwin developer, open road designer trainer, a champion for digital integration in civil engineering. I hope you enjoy the podcast and share it with others. Today, we're going to unpack programming. In this era, civil engineers spend almost most of their time using softwares to design infrastructures. And the more we work with the tool, it's important to understand its structure, because the more we can understand it, the more we can be more efficient with it. I used to say, I don't like programming. I'm afraid of programming. I don't know if I can understand this. This seems very complicated. And I have heard other civil engineers express the same idea. I do recall the first time I took programming class. My frustration was like, why if I forget a point, if I forget something minor, it doesn't work. So that element of not just working okay was bugging me. But I understood the logic, I could follow the logic, I could understand the steps, I could take a big complex idea, divide up in smaller steps, but I couldn't really make it perfect. And that kept me away. Everyone has their own reason why they don't feel comfortable. They may not feel comfortable with programming, but that was my reason. There was that sense of like, you know what? I can spend a lot of hours, and if I run the program, it's all running, and feel frustrated. But there's one key lesson I've learned, and this is from Eric Somoza. I was listening to one of the podcasts, and I was talking about one of the key to success is breaking down a big idea into smaller components, a big skill that seems scary into smaller manageable skills. With that, it's not absolute. It's not like I don't or I do. I'm not a programmer or I'm a programmer. It's more about actually, I'm 7 out of 9 because I have the 7 skills. I'm missing 2 skills. For instance, looking back, I know I could take a big idea, cut it to the smaller steps. That means that part was good. I could understand the logic, part was good. But I wasn't good at debugging. That was really, how do I translate the instruction in a syntax that the language understand? So that was really more like debugging, understanding syntax. So that's the part I was struggling on. In the same way, I can ask you, if you work on design, do you understand the steps that you need to take if you're using a software? If that's a check, that's a big component of programming. That's a big component of making a computer work for you. Now, are you able to give instruction? If you are, welcome to programming. Now, let's talk about debugging. Debugging, that's a bit tricky because it's very specific. But also, with the advancing technology, with advancing AI, with Copilot, now you're able to get the feedback, immediate feedback. You're able to go, depending on the tool that you use, you can see the line that has a problem. You can see a part that's not functioning, and that makes it easy. And I cannot emphasize enough what to remain for a civil engineer to understand, at least the structure and the working behind the computer. Because in a design, there's going to be a lot of time spent with a computer, with computer tools, with computer-based technology. And the more I understand, the more I can leverage its capability. When I realized that, okay, now I can follow the logic, Now I can divide the big ideas into small ideas. That's when I started learning. I started now seeing similarities. I do recall I started with Python. I was looking at Python. I was like, okay, oh, this is interesting. And I could see how ideas were translating from one language to another. I would look at Python, but okay, I can replicate this. Or what if I go on inroads? Then to be the same thing. So I start seeing how one skill or one idea, one concept will translate into another concept. It's the same thing with languages, even regular languages. If you speak English, I think you have a structure. You have a structure of in other languages because you can be, okay, I know in a different language, there's a way to say good morning. Different language, there's a way to say thank you. Different language, there's a way to express that I'm happy. So I think the idea of that, how everything is structured, understanding that actually most of the time, halfway there, is very empowering and does make learning easier. So this ability, this skill of programming in today's era, as we computer-based technology work with humans in creating solutions, is going to be key. And it's going to allow civil engineers to be able to perform work very efficiently and provide a lot of value. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of understanding the steps to be able to understand the world from the other perspective, because it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration between a design engineer and a computer. And if we can see the world from the computer perspective, the same way the computer is seeing the world from our perspective, getting instruction, it's going to be more productive collaboration. And this applies not just to computers. Actually, that principle goes to when you work with team members. If you can see the world from the other perspective, then we can convey the instruction well, we can convey the information well, because now we can say, okay, this is how it's structured, this is how it reasons, this is how it processes information. So I can really give you a challenge. It's to be able to look at your skills, be like, okay, I can follow instruction, I can understand the logic, and explore the tool that you use. Why do I need to give this input? Okay, understand. If I'm drawing a line, it just requires two information, 2 points. But this can be expressed also with an angle. It can be expressed different ways. But taking the time to understand the logic behind what we use is very key. The other framework that helps, that have helped me as I was learning, and I think it can help any design engineer on their path to growth, is really the understanding that all the tools are there for a reason. All the tools are there to help. It may not help right away. Every tool will not be used in every single project, but the understanding unlocked that universe in my mind, because I can be, okay, why did they put this there? There has to be a reason, and it's for to make the job easier. Starting with that work frame, with that mindset, has been very helpful, has unlocked a new level of understanding. The first test we talked about, we're using a computer, is like, am I repeating something? So that was the first one. The second one we are talking about today is really trying to think, why do they have this here? Why do they have this function there? What could be the reason? It's really amazing what you get to discover. I'd like to hear what you discover as you look at the tools that you use. Is that a tool that surprised you when you learned about it, application, it's a new application? I'd like to know more about it. And how do you, what's your idea about programming now? What's your perspective? How do you rate yourself? Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please rate, review, and share this work with others to help civil engineering professionals thrive in the 5.0 era. If you use LinkedIn, I would like to connect with you. You can find me by typing Modeste Muhire with more in parentheses. Thank you so much.